Okay. Seventh Hanukkah. So we see Yosef in this week's parsha. He is unfortunately taken by his brothers, and ultimately he is sold. But if you look through the psukim, we discussed this earlier this week. You look through the psukim, looks like there's different groups of people that are involved in this. Who are the different people that we have? Different people that are involved in the sale. Oh yeah, but I'm saying groups of people that after his brothers. So we have Yishma'elim, right? And we have the Midyanim, and we also have the Midanim. Not the same as the Midyanim. There's these Socharim, these Midyanim Socharim. So there's many different groups. And Chazal tell us that, and Rashi points out over here, that the purpose of this is V'hodiyacha ha-kasuv shenimchar pamim harbei. The purpose of this is to teach you that Yosef was sold a lot of times. So that's why the pasuk specifically mentions the Midyanim, the Midyanim, the Yishma'elim, and ultimately, obviously, to the Mitzrim. He goes to Egypt, so the Mitzrim have him as well. The Torah wants you to know that Yosef was sold a bunch of different times. Why is that important? Why does the Torah care that we know such a thing? I mean, you could ask also, why did Hashem want it to be that it happened that way? But even if it did happen that way, the Torah doesn't tell us everything. We don't know what he ate on the trip down. We don't know all the details. The Torah felt it was important for us to know that he was sold a bunch of times, according to Chazal. So perhaps what you could say is that Yosef was sold all these times because it's not just Yosef. That this is really the first time. We know, of course, Golos Mitzrayim. Right, we were slaves in Egypt, but the true Golos Mitzrayim, the first Golos Mitzrayim, was Yosef. Yosef was a slave in Egypt. He was a slave in Potiphar's house. He ends up, I wouldn't call him a slave, but he was an Eved of Paro, a subject of Paro. But Yosef was in Golos. He was away from his family. He was out of Eretz Yisrael. He was not where he was supposed to be. He was out of place and in Egyptian servitude. That is like the precursor for what ends up happening to the entire people not too much later on, where we're all slaves in Egypt. Of course, Chazal say that this Golos, the Golos of Mitzrayim, is like the proto-Golos, the prototype Golos for all our exiles. Of course, we have four main exiles that Chazal tells us about, four empires that rule over the Jewish people: Bavel, Parasumadai, Yavon, Edom, the Babylonian Empire, the Persian Median Empire, the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire that rule over us. But really, it's all rooted in Golos Mitzrayim, and it really all starts here. And we see that Yosef is bouncing around from place to place, and then the Yishma'elim, and then the Midyanim, and then the Midanim, and then the Mitzrim. He's all over the place. Why is that important to know? Perhaps because it's a message that the people are going to be the same way. The Jewish people are also going to be like Yosef, bouncing around from people to people and place to place, country to country, and that's just what Golos is. That's what Golos entails. But perhaps more importantly than that, more important than knowing that this is going to happen to us, is that just as Hashem was with Yosef that entire time, we should be mindful that Hashem is with us the entire time. Hashem is with him. Chazal say that there was a miracle, that he was able to have good smelling spices. Usually the Yishma'elim didn't carry good smelling spices, but he had it. It was an indication that Hashem was with them, was with him. And we see throughout his time in Mitzrayim, it says God keeps giving him grace in the eyes of Potiphar, in the eyes of the prison warden, in the eyes of Paro. He just keeps having success. So despite being bouncing around from place to place and being in Golos, with the right mindset, he's aware of Hashem, and he sees Hashem with him all the time. We just sang at least the first part of Mo'Sur. Mo'Sur is a very interesting song, because Mo'Sur is six paragraphs. The first one is mostly introduction. The next paragraph, each paragraph speaks about another Golos that we were in, right? We mentioned that there's Mitzrayim that follow, and then the four exiles. That's right here, right? The first paragraph is introduction. The next paragraph is all about Mitzrayim, right? Chel Paro v'chol Zaro. The next one is Kates Bavel Zerubbabel. That's Bavel. The next one is clearly about Parasumadai, the Purim story, right? We say Agagi ben Hamadasa. That's Haman ben Hamadasa, the Agagi, and the Rosh Yemini, the mean, he was the Yemini, Mordechai. So that's what that paragraph is about. Of course, Yevanim Nikbetsu Alai, half of the Hanukkah songs are just different tunes to this one little paragraph. Yevanim Nikbetsu Alai, that's the Hanukkah one. And in the last paragraph, Dechei Admon, push away the red one, Betzel Tzamon, get rid of him, that's Edom, that's the Romans. So we have all the, we have Mitzrayim, and then the four Galuyos in all paragraphs of Mao's Tzor. It makes me wonder, what, is this really a Hanukkah song then? Shouldn't we say this Purim night and Pesach night and Dan Tisha B'Av? Maybe that's what we should do for Mao's Tzor. I think that the answer is that Hanukkah being the last Yom Tov, really, that's instituted, that we keep, Hanukkah is preparing us for the long haul of darkness and the long haul of Gullus. And this song of Mo's Tzur, it's really piecing together all of Jewish history that and everything we've been through, and thanking Hashem for each step along the way. That's really what it is. We say, Ozig Mor Bashir is more. I'm gonna finish, but I started over here. I started praising you. Right? L'chana el shabeach. It's fitting to praise you. It really is it's very appropriate to praise you, Hashem. And I want to bring a Karban Todah, but you have to do me a favor first. Tikkun Beis Tefillah Si. Please reestablish the Beis Hamikdash so I can bring a Karban Todah, a Thanksgiving offering to you. And then we thank Hashem for everything he did, for how he took care of us in Egypt, how he took care of us in the Babylonian exile, how he took care of us in the Purim story, how he took care of us in the Hanukkah story. And at this point, at this juncture, when we can reflect on the salvation of the Hanukkah story, then we transition from four paragraphs of praise to this last paragraph, Chasov Zerah Kachecha, which is not praising God and thanking God for what took place, it's a prayer. That we end this galus, that this exile has to end. It's a tefillah. And this is the perfect time. On Hanukkah, as we end the exiles that we've been freed from, as we end that, and we have focus on the message of light, of Hashem being with us no matter how dark it may seem, and that Hashem always comes through for us at the end, this is the opportune time to daven for a big salvation. Of course, when was this more true than in this current situation that we're in now, where we're thinking so much about the Chashmonaim, about the Maccabees fighting this war against who knows what's out there that we have to defeat, and remembering that Hashem is the one who's with us the entire time. That Hashem was with us in Mitzrayim, and in Bavel, and in Paras Umadai, in Shushan. He was with us in Greece, or in Israel under Greek rule. And he is with us in Rome, and in Israel under Roman rule, and in Spain, and in Germany, and in Gaza, and in the rest of Israel, and all over the world. Hashem is with us. And yes, Yosef is bouncing around place to place, but Hashem was with him every step of the way. And the Torah wants you to know that. The Torah wants you to know that the way of the Jews, there's going to be a point where sometimes Jews will be bouncing around, wandering around, but Hashem is with us the entire time. You just have to open up your eyes and see it. You have to be able to light up that darkness, the darkness of not seeing what's going on, in the darkness of exile, the gullus, and to light that up. One flame and a little bit more every day. Mosif v'holich, adding on more light, adding on more clarity, adding on more God awareness in your life. That's what Yosef was doing during his time in Gullus. And of course, he ends up rising to the top and saving his entire family. Possibly the entire world, or at least the entire region, with what he was able to accomplish. And setting the stage for us, as we go into the same place that he went, and then different places, but the same idea. Mirtz Hashem, we should be able to come out on top like Yosef, like the Chashmonaim, quickly, Dechei Admon, and as the Ramah says in his version of Masor, he says, Chazek Yisrael v'achnia Yishmael, Mirtz Hashem, we should be able to overcome and be Zocha to great Nisim and great Yeshuos.
Amen. Yeah.